well, the deal is that we got up there and we, there was about 160 people sitting on the ground. They would interrogate, you know, ask them questions and talk to them. And that sort of good stuff. And then we'd treat them with sores and put hydrogen peroxide on their ant bites and stuff like that. And they go home. That's all there was to that. We didn't have any candy or soap to give away because it came away at such short notice. Like within 3 minutes when I first found out about it, I was on the helicopter on the way to go. That was pretty fast. And that was a nice, pleasant day. I got sunburned. It was a cloudy day, and I didn't wear my helmet. And I'm all top of my head sunburned right now. It's sore. Well, it's not as sore as it used to was, but it's sore. Well, that was yesterday. Today, I got up this morning and slept from 10 to 12. And was in a parade this afternoon between 3 and 5:30, another parade. It was welcoming General Moore to fill in General Becker's old spot. And very interesting. So, I'm the parade boy around here, I guess. I went to the last two. I don't have to go to any more now for a long time, I guess. I got a package from you all, folks, consisting of a brown turtleneck shirt, which I'm wearing right now. I didn't need the white one. I didn't want you to send the white one. I can't use white things over here, you know, like everything's green or brown. My room, for instance, the tent where I'm sleeping, the floor is OD steel. The bed, the cot is army litter, which is OD. The air mattress is OD. The blanket is OD. I'm white. The mosquito is OD. The tent is OD. And the sky is gray, you know, navy gray. And that's kind of the way things are around here. So, yeah, pretty nice. We have our own little electric generator. That light gives us electric light, electricity. I brought my tape recorder and my radio up here with me from Hammond. And I mean, I go out in the morning about 8, 9, or 10 o'clock, sometime around there. You know, they just call and we go. Usually we know the night before where we're going. Sometimes we don't. Like tomorrow, I'm on a standby, which means, you know, 15 minutes, I get a phone call. I'm supposed to be at the helipad in 15 minutes with a medic, an interpreter, and a guy with a radio. And that's the way it goes. And we go up and have a sick call after the MI people see. It's a team of about 12 of us. MI, and the military intelligence, the MPs, and that sort of good stuff. So, and then like these rice runs and stuff come up, you know, when they come, need to come up, they come up, and we go. And you go out, and you're back here by 4:30 in the afternoon. You're back here by 4:30 in the afternoon. Eat dinner, take a shower, and you sit around all night long. You know, it's real nice. And the water, oh, it's very pleasant. In fact, it's a little more, in some ways, it's nicer up here than it is back in Aunt Kay. But in Aunt Kay, it was nice because I was my own boss, which I'm not up here. But, you know, you can't have everything. Got a hot shower here, that's all right, too. So I'm out humping it every morning and night, usually. Lieutenant Lee's got a good job. He goes up at 10 o'clock and has a sick call and comes back at 1. And he's free. That's it. That's all he does, is has that sick call between 10 and 1. And, of course, he's on standby in case anything happens. And it's interesting. We get a lot of sleeping done, a lot of reading done. We're trying to get some wood now so we can build some shelves and things like that to make this place a little nicer. It's kind of crowded right now because everything is stuffed underneath our beds. We had some shelves or some wood. We get some ammo boxes to make shelves out of. I'm trying to get the sergeant to go get this stuff, but he won't do it. And got to be pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. Our generator conked out the other day because we had a flood. It rained a little bit, see, and our bunker is built in this river bed. So I didn't have to dig a deep hole. I just sort of dammed off the river and put a roof over it. Well, the drains they put in weren't too good. So both walls washed out and the generator got flooded. They cleaned up the generator and it works. And now they've got, we put ammo boxes in at the bottom of the creek there. And it'll let enough, about a cubic foot hole there, and it'll let the water in and out without any trouble. We put the generator up on a pallet and it's okay now, running like a clock. I put in almost 3 hours in helicopters. this week alone. That's pretty good. Might get me an air medal yet. You get an air medal for putting 100 hours in a helicopter or something like that. So, that was my week. Did I get a tape from you folks this week? Let me see. I don't recall as if I did or didn't. No, I didn't. In fact, the mail's been really poor out here. It's not so good. Or did I get a tape from you folks? No, I didn't. I got that one from Dad last week, and that's all I received. I got a quick letter from Mom on the back of Dorothy's letter. And that's all the news I got, I guess, this week. And that package that Dad sent out with the t-shirts and the mail and some food and stuff. I don't need that kind of food. That's all right. But it's all appreciated. I'm going to give that candy out tomorrow, I think. I eat some of it. I can't eat it all. We got a lot of candy around here. Well, another thing is to say here, and that's only a 15-minute tape, and that's what I did this week. Well, a whole week on 15 minutes left over. Not too good, huh? It's been kind of rainy out here. It was a little warmish today. There hasn't been any fighting all week long, very much anyway. I get an occasional Charlie. I just found out I was going out tomorrow at 8:30 with one interpreter and one medic on a sick call. Just me, I guess. Go out to a company area. One of Delta, one of the second, it would be Charlie Company, second of the eighth, I think. Lawnmower, grass cutter. Who are the other people out there? I can't remember. Granite Rock and all that sort of stuff. So, tomorrow we'll go out and have a sick call. Sorry, I hit the switch accidentally there. Oh, my goodness. On a stretch here, it's about 9:45. I said it, I'm going to go in. Go to bed, that's what I'm going to do. Get up tomorrow at 7 o'clock, eat breakfast by 7:30, get all my stuff and my web gear by 8 o'clock and be ready to go. No problem. 8:30, be over to helipad, flutter off into the distance. So, we're operating in the area from Bongsong, up north, along Highway 1, between the mountains and the ocean, up to where there's a little inlet up there someplace, about an inch or so, but Bongsong, 20 miles or so, maybe it's 2 or 3 inches, I don't know how far it is. Only takes it 7 minutes to fly up there in a helicopter, and we're going 90 knots, which is 100 and some miles an hour. You figure it out. I don't know. But you'll see where there's a little bay or notch up there someplace above Bongsong Mountains and stuff like that. And we're just operating this big plain area. It's not bad. It's kind of fun. I like all this traveling around and variety. Come back to my hot shower every night. That I like most of all. So all's well, and we'll see you next week. Expecting a tape from you all very soon. And I'm trying to get letters off to all the Canadian relatives. I haven't done that yet. I should be doing that, but I haven't been doing it. I are a bad boy. Thank you for the package, and I guess that's all the news from here, more or less. At least that's all of what I've been up to. Hope you're all healthy and well. And we will be seeing you, right? I will be seeing you soon. Waiting on that detailed description.